everyone. Welcome to the How to Podcast series. I have a podcast guest on to give us the inside scoop about being a podcast guest. We're going to talk about some podcast beefs that we have, shared and individual beefs that we have. And my guest is joining me from outside of Canada, which is great. I love that. So Gabriel's here with us. Welcome to How to Podcast series as my guest co-host. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's really great to be here. And I will say where I am dialing in from. I'm not just out of Canada. I'm Come in on. Australia, and I'm in the best city in the world.
Which there is you go. So, awesome to have you here. You go on as guests on podcasts. How many have you done roughly off the top of your head? What do you think? What's the number?
Okay. Dozens. I mean, I do about 5 a week now. I'm having to pull back. I don't know, probably about, I actually don't See? Know, to be honest with you, but I Good. Do a lot. I do a lot. Most of them are in North Good. America. Occasionally I get somebody out of North America, but you guys are big into podcasting and I love being on podcasts because there's actually a podcast that changed my life.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's talk about that story. We need to hear that story. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, it was 2020. It was the 9th of August, 2020. I woke up. I had just a terrible pit in my stomach. I was kind of tuned in, and I realized that I was anxious because the following day was Monday, and I had to go to work. And I was in the senior leadership role in corporate that it was breaking me. And I took myself off for a walk, and I listened to a podcast. And in the podcast, the woman was being interviewed about her, you know, her chronic anxiety. It had dogged her for about 10 years. Her daughter had been in a serious car accident, thankfully survived, but had to learn to walk again. And the young woman was now married and, you know, having a baby. And the woman being interviewed, who was the mother, couldn't enjoy the moment. She kept waiting. She was waiting for the other shoe to fall. And I kind of listened to her story. And in her story, I found my own story. Also, lived my whole life waiting for the other shoe to fall because I suffered a childhood trauma. My father passed away when I was 9. And I'd now found through a series of decisions, found myself in this high pressure job that was amplifying my anxiety. So actually, it was that podcast that shifted the direction of my career. And I stepped away from corporate. I contracted and consulted back in. And then I also upskilled and started doing very, very different stuff that had nothing to do with my life as a corporate leader. So it was listening to someone's story and finding it was a shared story on a podcast that got me to that point of making that decision.
It's a beautiful story. And for podcasters out there thinking, well, can I have an impact on someone's life? There you go. Right? Had it not been for a podcast, had it not been for a host or a guest coming on a show to share their story, your trajectory, your life could be somewhat different than it is today, right?
Very much. And there was something so compelling about the guest. There was an authenticity to her. There was nothing rehearsed. She was just telling her story, and people love stories. So it drew me in, and that also made all the difference. You know, the quality of the relational dynamic of the host and the guest, it really does make a huge difference. And in this case, it was magic, and the story had resonance as well.
So I have to ask, as a podcast host, we put out this content into the world. We're doing it right now. And we put it out in the world, and we can look at our numbers. We can look at our information that we get back about who listened to the show. But very seldom do we actually hear from someone that pressed play on an episode and their life is different. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had the opportunity and privilege to talk to that podcaster and tell them your story?
No. And we spoke about this in our preparation, and I haven't done it yet. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to find that episode, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to, I don't know, I think I'm going to touch base either with the host or who was Oprah, or with the podcast guest. I'm not sure, but I'd need to go back and find that episode. It was just incredible.
Might be a good remembrance too of that moment and bring back some memories where you were in your thoughts in that time, your life at that time, and how different you are now. Listening to it again.
Right? Yeah. Well, it's true. So much has shifted, you know. It was one of those inflection points. Yeah, we all have those moments where we go, okay, it was like a really massive, if I can use Oprah's terminology, a massive aha moment. And we all need those to effect change in our lives.
Love it. Oprah, if you're listening, hey, we got somebody who wants to talk to you. So you never know. You just never know. Oprah's people might be listening. We don't know who's listening, but, you know, hey, wouldn't that be great? Then you get an email and pops up. It's Oprah. Thank you for the kind words.
I'm not sure. I can't imagine that, but I'm going to practice the power of manifestation and really feel into that experience as if it's really happened.
It's happening for me right now. I get to talk to you. So, right? So anything's possible, right? I love it.
True.
So you've been actively on podcasts as a guest. Tell me a little bit about your experience working with podcasters. We're going to get into some of our beefs in the moment, but without throwing shade on any podcaster about maybe some experiences, what kind of things draw you to a podcast as a guest? And maybe what are some of the things that you've kind of struggled with as a guest on a podcast where it was hard for you as a guest to some degree? So that we as podcasters can be better. I want everyone listening to be a great podcast host, a great interviewer, treat their guests with respect for your time, right? So what kind of things can we do better as a podcast host? And what have you seen that's just like, you're like, oh my gosh, this was the best experience ever as a guest?
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I do want to stress again that it's a relational dynamic. It's a two-way street. So both the guest and the host have to show up in their own way to make it a success. But I think it's the host. It's like they're the container. And the most important thing, and I'll get to what draws me because I've just come out of a podcast that was incredible, literally half an hour ago. Then we'll talk about the struggles. But you want to, and this is, we mentioned this before, that the relationship, you've got to build rapport really fast with the two objectives. It's got to be a dialogue, not an interview. And secondly, the guest has got to feel safe sharing, not just talking. Yeah, and there's a difference between sharing and talking. So, like, I've just come out of this wonderful podcast, and was a woman in California, and we actually didn't meet in any way, shape, or form before. There was no filling out of forms. There was no pre-podcast session. And I remember, like, you know, this morning when I dialed in, I thought, you know, I hate this. I've listened to one of your podcasts, but I don't know what the chemistry is like between us. But actually, she was skilled enough not to have to do it. And in her mind, she really didn't want to come with any preconceived notions. So it was a very, very fluid conversation. Now, there were a couple of things that she did, and this is all top of mind because I've just had it, but it involves both skills and what I call meta skills. So that's the energy and the non-tangibles that the host brings into the conversation that creates that safety, and how they connect or fail to connect with their guests. So the things that draw me in is somebody who's got presence, who's fully present. Like, I'm talking to you now, David, and I can see you are engaged. You're listening. You're not just kind of robotically going through it. You are available in your interaction with me. There's no other way to put it. It's more than just your physical presence. It's your energetic presence that is really palpable. And so what you want as a guest is you want your host to make you feel that for the next 45 minutes, you're the most important person in their life. Am I the most important person in your life, David, at the moment? I hope so. hope so. And vice versa, you know, like as I'm sitting here now, nothing matters more than the quality of this conversation with mm-hmm. you. And so that's really important. It's that capacity to, as a host, to be receiving, to be receptive, to be responsive, to be centered. All of that stuff, I think, kind of makes a huge difference, someone's energetic presence. Okay. And it doesn't have to be in your face, it can be quiet. Like you seem to be kind of a quietly spoken person, but there's a presence. Yeah. And it was the same with this woman that I've just stepped out of. And she was very quietly spoken. She interjected at just the right times, but she had this, she was deeply engaged with our dialogue. Yeah. That makes a huge difference.
You know? When I listen to podcasts and I hear in the background, whether it's the host or the guest, I hear their phone notifications going off. I hear chatter in the background. I heard one podcast host asked a question of their guest, and while the guest was answering the question, the host took a phone call, a personal phone call on his cell phone, his mobile phone. He answered. You could hear him, his side of the conversation to the person on his phone while the guest was talking. The guest stopped talking, and you could hear the person talking on the phone, the host, and then they hang up, and then they just went to the next question without even letting the guest finish their thought. And I was like,
wow.
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 Wow. So
that has never happened. That has never happened. And I wonder, like, as a guest, what I would do, whether I would actually stop the conversation. Because I don't think it would feel authentic for me to carry on without having a conversation about what's just happened, right?
And then I was on a show about 6 months ago. And we didn't have any video components, so I couldn't see the host. It was just audio only. And at the very end of the podcast recording, he said to me, Dave, I have to go to the washroom. Can you just keep talking? I'll be right back. And he was in a cafe. He left his phone on the table. And he left. And I could hear the people in the background talking to each other, and you could hear the coffee machines. And now I'm on the podcast recording live without the host even in the room. He left. So I took over the podcast.
So what did you do?
I just took it over. So, I'm like, okay, everyone, so welcome to the podcast, because I'm a podcaster, right? I can do this by myself.
Yeah.
So I just started talking to the listener. I hope you're having a great day. Hope everything's going well. I hope this podcast episode is, you know, really kind of, you know, helping you.
Right.
And then when he finally came back, I'm like, well, I sure hope you washed your hands. Right. As I came back, and he's laughing. He thought it was funny. He's a comedian, so he's kind of a funny person to begin with. But it was the weirdest experience to have the host just leave.
That hasn't happened yet. And I hope it never does.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I'm not quite sure. It was interesting. You sounds like you used humor with a comedian to, you know, lighten the atmosphere. But I don't know what I would have done. I would have, because I'm not a podcast host. How would I have held the concept? Right. I don't know what I would have done. Would have been interesting.
It's that whole thinking on your feet, right? And it's kind of like improv comedy. You know, when they're up on stage and there's no in improv comedy, it's always yes and, right? That type of thing. You're kind of just thinking as it happens and you don't shut the conversation down. Things can happen, but there you go. So we tend to talk some of the positive things you saw with your experience today, and I love that.
Okay, we've gone straight into the news. But the other thing is actually what you're talking about, which is really cool. I mean, even though you were the guest, but you morphed into the host. The other meta skill, I guess, that really makes a huge difference with a host is this idea of the ability to be playful.
Yeah.
You know, creating an atmosphere which invites people to be lively and lighthearted and setting the mood where it feels safe to be spontaneous. And I feel like that's something that you've just described. It's probably innate for you because you're a podcast host. It's a really important quality that it's not too serious.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that the energy isn't too serious and dense.
And it's a dance between two people, right? So one person leads and then the other person leads. And That's really it. Exactly. And if you have one person who's a terrible dancer, hand raised, my hands up. If you have somebody who's not that great at dancing, you might have to do a little bit more of the work. But yes, at the end of the day, you want your guest to look great. You want everyone to connect with the guest. And from the guest perspective, you want the host to look great. So one of the tricks that I do when I go on as a guest on podcasts, so like you do, I listen to their shows and I pick up on little things like, does the host have a name for their community? Like a little name, like, okay, so Taylor Swift is super popular, right? And she has the Swifties. That's her community. So if I was going on the Taylor Swift podcast, which I don't know why she doesn't have a podcast, but if I was going on her podcast and she introduced me as a guest on her show, I would come on and say, thank you, Taylor, for letting me come on your podcast. And to all the Swifties that are listening, I'm so glad to be here with you. Because right that in that moment, I'm endearing myself and identifying myself with the community that she lovingly calls her Swifties as an outsider coming into the podcast as a guest. I realize this is your home and I'm a guest in your home on your show. So when I come in, I'm going to bring flowers in the form of, hi, everyone that are listening. Or the other thing I do at the end is when my guest says, or when my host says to me as a guest, you know, where can we find you? Where's your website? All that. This is my time to talk about me. But before I do that, I say, you know what, everyone listening, this host is such an amazing host and their podcast is amazing. I listen just like you do. And I'm encouraging you to go and leave this host a message and support them for all the hard work they do to create this episode for you and for me. I wouldn't be here if this host wasn't doing this podcast, and you wouldn't be listening if they weren't doing this. And let's support this host. Now, my website is blah, blah, blah. See, I throw it back to them. Like, I always acknowledge my host, and I always try to benefit them as a guest on the show. And when we're done, the host looks at me after we're done recording, and they look at me like, that was different that you did that for me as a guest, right?
So, yes. It's interesting because I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm also tuning into my own little inner voice, and I'm wondering whether I acknowledge my hosts enough, and I'm reflecting on that because I think it's a really important piece. And I think some of the things that I do is like I definitely always give them feedback afterwards. Good. And, you know, if it's a great feedback, like I always give great feedback. But I guess what I'm not sure I'm doing enough of that in the live conversation. So that's really useful feedback for me to take away as a guest. Thank you.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're a podcast host and you want to start an interview show and you're like, I have no idea how to do this, there's got to be some tips from a guest like you that goes on many, many shows that could help a new podcaster who is starting out just at the very beginning. They know their topic. They know who they want to have on their show. They want to do a great job for you as a guest. Is there any kind of little suggestions you'd have for a brand new podcaster to help them in an interview-based podcast?
Yes. I mean, I think the first thing, and this is from my own lesson, because I love this question. My own lesson learned is that when you start out, it's all of, you want quantity. I want to get as many, I want to build up the number of podcasts I'm hosting or I'm guesting on. And actually, it's more about quality than it is about quantity, even at the beginning. And so I would say be very mindful of your guest avatar, you know. Are you truly interested in the topic? Do they truly speak to your audience? Is this a good match? And what I would recommend to new podcast hosts is to do that chemistry meeting. You know, over time, you can let it go. But in the beginning, do your due diligence because, you know, and be prepared to say, I don't think this is a good match. You know, I think you've got a great message, but I'm not sure it's the right one for my audience. And be discerning. I think that's the important message. I wasn't discerning enough as a guest in the beginning. And I have met so many podcast hosts very recently, last week, somebody kind of messaging me. You could tell they were new. In fact, they were new on the platform. You could tell because they said it says new guest, a new host. And we set a time, and then they said, "Can't you come earlier?" And I said, "No, I'm doing about 5 podcasts a week, and I'm at my limit." And then I kind of looked at their, you know, what, and I realized this, what I talk about has got nothing to do with their podcast. It felt desperate. It felt, no, that's a no-no. Yeah. So just know what you stand for, know what your audience stands for, have that chemistry meeting at the beginning, yeah, so that you can work out what fits for you, build your guest avatar, and be unapologetic about who you want to bring onto your show.
Okay. Let's talk some more podcast beefs.
Oh,
come on.
So many.
Let's go trade. We'll trade them off. Okay. You can go first. Give me one of your podcast beefs and I'm going to have one for you. Okay. Let's do this.
The robot, you know, the robotic, you know, I had one where we literally went from one. I've had two like that. And it's been terrible, stilted, you know, one question after another. Not picking up on anything I'm saying, just like a robot. I'm going to hand the baton back to you now. What's your big beef?
So when a podcast host says to their guest, here's my question that I ask all my guests. Okay, first of all, okay, you don't have to say that. You can just ask the question. But two, what that tells me is that you're just another guest for me. I ask everybody this question, so... Yes. My connection with you as a guest isn't that really that deep because I just ask everyone this question. So this question is, what's your favorite color or something like that? It's like, a minute. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? I'm like, what does that have to do with my business podcast?
Right?
You're trying to generate interest in a guest who you don't know.
I know.
Right? So,
and it's usually towards the end. It's like it's usually your parting question.
So it's okay to have a question you ask everyone, but just don't diminish your guest by saying, I always ask all my guests this question. Just ask the question. Your listeners know that you always ask the question. Your guest will know that you ask the question if they've listened to your show before they come on as a guest. But you don't have to say the words, I ask this question of all my guests.
Right.
That's one of my beefs.
Makes you feel like a commodity.
Yep.
I agree with that.
That's one of my beefs.
Okay.
Now, your turn.
All right. My turn. So I've just, these are words. When you've said something and your podcast host goes, that's fascinating, and then moves on to the next, those words, that's fascinating, always feel inauthentic. And they always said, they aren't, those words in and of themselves are not inauthentic, but they're often used to fill an awkward gap when you don't know as a podcast host how to respond to what the person has said. Mm. Don't say it, please.
Okay, you know what I find? I find that fascinating. See, I just did it. Yeah, and you're like, oh, that did feel weird. Yeah. Okay. So
I don't mind the words in and of themselves.
Right.
It's the timing, and people know that you don't find it fascinating. They know you just don't understand what they've just said.
Yeah. And if you're listening and you're like, but Dave, that's something I say all the time, and I know I say it too much, then you can always do editing and just take that part out. Take out all of your that's fascinatings from your next episode. Just delete them. No one knows. Your guest will be like, wow, you say that a lot. But your listening audience won't know because you took them out. So that's the fun of editing.
Yeah, that's true.
And my beef now would be, I ask a question of my guest and they give me this amazing answer. And at the end of their answer, they say something like, and that's when my car went off the cliff. And the host goes, awesome. That's fascinating. Next question. And I'm like, whoa, the car went off the cliff and the host didn't even clue into that. We did this earlier. You said to me at the beginning of our episode, and this is the podcast that changed my life.
And you
and I could have just, we could have just kept going. But I know that the listener that's with us right now is going, hang on, the podcast that changed my life? I want to know more about that, right?
Exactly.
So even in that beginning part, when we just started our episode together, you said something that triggered me to go, whoa, that's not in my notes. I want to know more about that. So when I find a host that just goes to the next question because it's the next one in line without acknowledging or going deeper onto listening to the actual podcast guest, that's one of my beefs.
It's one of my beefs. That's the robot that I was talking about. You've got a script. And as a host, and this is back to the soft skills, you've got to balance questioning with listening and with sharing yourself. You can't just be in questioning mode because it feels like an interrogation for the guest. It really does. Too many questions. It's like there's no conversation happening. You ride over important moments, which is what you're talking about. And it just becomes very robotic. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
All right. Can I talk about some more beefs?
Please go. Yes.
My pet peeve.
Oh, boy. I hope I don't do this.
This is not in the conversation. This is prior to the conversation. Okay. Are hosts that don't use scheduling apps.
Oh.
It drives me. And so you've got... You have 10 emails, and I live in Australia, so inevitably there's an exchange, right? Yeah. Honestly, just get onto Calendly or some free app or whatever. It drives me mad. I cannot bear wasting time talking about, 8 p.m. your time is 3 p.m. Just get an app.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. Okay, so... Here's I'm going to do an experiment with you. Okay, you're going to be my test guest
here. Go for it.
I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to do something during your answer that is my pet peeve. Okay. So just
and then I'll just guess.
I'm going to tell you. You'll see as soon as I start doing it. But this is something I hear hosts do a lot of, which I don't know if it's because they're bored, they have a problem paying attention to their guest, they're distracted, for whatever reason, they do this to their guests. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and then I'm going to do something that I find so irritating, that make me stop listening to the episode. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. What did you have for breakfast today?
I had... oatmeal.
I like oatmeal. Go ahead.
Same pet peeve. I've got the same pet peeve as you.
Keep going. Yeah, tell me more about your breakfast.
My breakfast. So every morning I put oatmeal on. I put a little bit of.
What time in the morning do you do this? What time do you have breakfast normally?
it varies, Dave.
It varies. Oh, okay.
Please explain to me why the time that I eat breakfast is.
Well, I'm doing the time change in my head because your Tuesday is my Monday. So I'm just trying to figure out what time of day it is. But anyways, go ahead. Okay. Your breakfast. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Really fascinating.
So I can't remember what I was saying.
Fascinating. It's fascinating. So you have breakfast, you have oatmeal, and then?
Yes. So then I also put the kettle on and I have a cup of coffee.
I have a kettle. I kind of like my coffee, and like I do it one way, and then I have a kettle for my breakfast. Yeah, that's good.
Kettle.
Fascinating. Wow. Keep going.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was saying.
Here's my thing. I hear a lot of hosts doing this. Is they don't let their guest finish their thought.
Yes.
And as a listener, I want to know the rest of your breakfast plan. Without the host jumping in and sending you on a new direction. Because you won't come back and finish your answer because I took you in a new direction. And then another direction. Tangent. Right? And as a listener, it's so frustrating because I'm listening after the fact. And I'm trying to make sense of this conversation that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I noticeably don't talk as much. After I put a question to my guest, A, because I have to do the edits and it's a lot of work, but B, I want you to finish your thought and let you continue. And I just stay quiet.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's knowing when to interject, that's knowing when to silence is very powerful as a host as well. It's like facilitating. It's all the same skills. I totally agree with you. That definitely triggers me. But there was something in what you said that reminded me of another pet peeve of mine, and it actually happened a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't a bad interview, but the it wasn't bad. It was actually, there were moments of, it was quite good, but the host had this habit of turning what I was saying around to them. And the roles switched at one point in time where they started talking about their husband or boyfriend. And it was like, and then I started like, do I ask, like, what's going on here?
Right? Yes.
You know,
that is a good one.
And I'll tell you, like, as a facilitator or as a podcast host, it's all about you and it's nothing about you. So the it's all about you part is like you holding the space. So you've got to show up in a particular way. But it's not about you. It's about what your guest is talking about. And that's what the listeners are wanting to tune into. So I find that was really strange.
Okay, that's a really good one. I like that. So another beef from me would be when the conversation is at surface level and there's no depth to the conversation.
Yes.
It's very kind of like two strangers having a conversation on the street in passing, yes, and they never, yes, really connect. They never really, yes, go in any depth. Yes. And as a listener, you kind of feel like, did I just waste 30 minutes, 40 minutes listening to this episode? Like, I don't feel like God, there was nothing in it for me as a listener. I don't feel, yes, like I connected with anyone. And I'm like, well, why did I listen to that? So to date on my different podcasts, I've had probably 20 different experiences where my guests have physically broken down on the podcast, like full on sobbing, and men and women. And at the beginning, when I first started, first few, I didn't know what to do as a host. I didn't know if we're stopping. I didn't know. And they're like, no, just keep going. And I'm like, and when we're done, I'm like, I can take all that out if you want. They're like, I have never had the opportunity to tell that story before. And this is the first time. And I'm so proud that you asked me that question, because no one's ever asked me that before. Mm-hmm. And I got to share a piece of me that no one's ever heard. I've had doctors, like very stoic, very put together, just start grabbing tissues and wiping their eyes and trying to struggle through their answer. Wow. And I'm like, talk about going below the surface,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and getting into something, yes, that's really meaningful for, yes, someone. So a, yes, surface level conversation, anytime you can go below the surface, yes, and get into some of that and a little bit more about your guest, it draws people into the conversation.
They sit up
and they pay attention.
And then I love that what you say, because then it's up, then it becomes the skill of the guest. Because when you're sharing, because there is a difference between talking and sharing, you know, and that's my, you know, I don't want to ever be talking, I want to be sharing. And when you're sharing as a guest, you've got to determine what feels safe for you to share. And there's a sweet spot. You can't overshare and then kind of retreat from the conversation. You've got to remain in the conversation. So you've got to find that sweet spot where you're sharing authentically, not vomiting all over people, yeah, and then, yeah, regretting what you've just said.
Hmm. Do you have another beef for me?
Yes, I do. I've got one more beef.
I love it. You're so confident. You're like, oh yeah, I got one.
Yeah. My beef is like, if you don't know about my topic, it's okay, but do your homework. Mm. And I find it so, the onus then becomes on me to hold the, there's an awkwardness in the conversation when you haven't done your homework as a host and you haven't attempted to work out what my key message is. I've got to then hold the conversation. And I don't really want to do that as a guest all the time. So, yeah, just do a bit of, don't be lazy. Do a bit of homework. spend, I've got lots, you know, lots of podcasts or go on to, I'm on the platform. Most of my podcasts are from that platform. Go in and see what I'm about and do a bit of homework.
Okay.
Because I do the same for you.
Nice. So I have a beef for guests.
Yep.
So here you go. And this is, again, I'm not throwing anything at you directly, please. No. But, and this is a delicate balance in this comment. So take it for what it is. So when a guest does not let the host ask the next question, because they just, it's like, hi, welcome to the show. How are you? And then they start talking for 30 minutes straight. And the host has no chance to jump in and ask a follow-up or, you know, a clarifying question or kind of lead. It's just like the host is like, I could leave. I could just go, like that other guy. I could just leave and here's the keys to my podcast. I'll see you when you're done. You know, but giving the host a chance to come back. And the one thing I've heard from guests is they're like, well, I'm afraid that I'm not going to get all my talking points out or my main message out. I'm afraid that the host isn't going to ask me a question that lets me go deeper. So I want to get it all out. I'm just going to tell everybody everything. Right? Yeah. Exactly. So I understand that. And if it does happen to you as a guest, my suggestion to you is to hold that thought. If you didn't finish your main thought, if I cut you off and redirected you and you didn't get to finish what you wanted to say, and it's really important to you as a guest to get this part of your message out, save it. Yeah. Make a note of it. I saw you write something down when we were talking. Make a note of it while you're on the as a guest. And then when the host says to you at the end, hey, thank you for being on the show. Tell us where we can find you. Where's your website? You now have the podcast as the guest. It's your show. In that moment, you can talk about your website. But before you do that, say, thank you, Dave, for letting me come on your show. Before I tell you about my website and my social media pages, I want to just jump back to that one comment when we talked at the beginning. Yeah. This is the one thing I just want to make sure people listening understand.
Yeah.
And then finish your thought.
Yeah.
Because the host won't interrupt you then.
Yeah.
And you know you've wrapped up the entire conversation. You know exactly that your message came out.
Exactly.
If you were cut off during the conversation, it's your moment. And then say, after you're done wrapping it all up, my website is this and my social media is this. And thank you for allowing me on the show.
Exactly. And this, this I do for a number of reasons. As a tip for guests, keep a pad, notepad next to you. If you forget something, if you don't say something, you want to come back to exactly what you've just said, Dave. But also, and then maybe this is another pet peeve, a lot of podcast hosts ask two or three questions in one question.
Yes.
And so it drives me back. So I write down the different questions that they've asked, and then I'll say to them, okay, so let me start with this, and then I'll get on to that. And then I'll come back to it because I've written it on a piece of paper.
It's funny. I had somebody at the end of a recording say to me, we're all done, and they're like, before we go, can you send me the list of questions you just asked me? Because I've never been asked these questions before. And I showed them a blank piece of paper. And they're like, you didn't write those questions down? I'm like, no, I listened to you. And what you said gave me my next question. I don't even know what the questions I asked you, to be honest. I'm going to have to go listen to the show.
Let's talk about that because, you know, to have pre-questions or not to have pre-questions, that is the question.
Ooh, very nice.
You know, like a lot of podcast hosts, you know, ask you what are the questions you want to ask. And like I always go through the motions. And then like this one this morning had no questions and I had no idea what I was stepping into and it felt a little bit momentarily uncomfortable. Do you think it is a good, like, what's a healthy balance, you know, between having questions but not being wedded to them or going in completely impromptu? What are your views on that?
I'm going to flip it back to you in a second as well because I want your answer as well to them.
Yeah.
To get away from the robotic sense of feeling of a podcast where I just go through my questions and you read off your answers that you wrote before you came to the show. Again, is that value for the listener? Yeah. Right. I had a friend who interviewed a very famous singer, and every question they asked was not even acknowledged by the singer because they had their talking points. So they could have asked them about tell me where you grew up. And they're like, well, my next album comes out on this date. It's like, wow. Where did you grow up? Well, if you want to know where I'm going to be playing next, my next concert really? Is this location.
Wow.
Like, they weren't even talking to each other because the guests had all these written out things they had to say because their manager gave them these talking points. So they just wanted to read off their talking points. They didn't even acknowledge each other. And the host actually went, hang on for a second. I know you have some talking points and I'm glad yes. to get to those near the end of the show, but can we just talk a little bit about your
good
story?
Good on you.
And then the guest was like, oh, and they like set the paper down and they're like, okay. And they had this great conversation, two human beings together. And then we covered the talking points later.
Exactly.
So I have a real hard time for this as a host because I want a natural conversation like we're having. But I understand for a new guest who hasn't been on a lot of podcasts, it's very intimidating to come on camera. There's a person sitting here, especially if you didn't do a pre-chat with them. You just come on the camera, they hit record, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know who we're talking to. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's happening here. I have no idea what's going to happen. And that feels really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm on that balance of the two. I really like the natural conversation, but I don't want to make my guests feel like they're awkwardly sitting here waiting for, I don't know what's going to happen next. Yeah. But I can tell you honestly, I don't know what's going to happen next. Really, truthfully, I don't know. So I'm kind of experiencing this in the moment the same time you are.
Yeah.
That takes time to do that and to make you feel comfortable as a guest. But at the same time, I feel equally as uncomfortable as you do because I don't know where we're going with this. But when you say stuff like, and that's the podcast that changed my life, I'm changing all of my plans and I'm going to follow you, right?
Yeah.
In that moment.
Exactly.
I'm flipping it back to you. What is your preference? Do you like a list of questions and the host just question one, question two, question three?
No.
Or do you like a mix of it? What works for you?
I think that my sweet spot is to have a couple of fallback questions, like maybe some, because if it gets, like I've got a topic that I talk on, which is not podcasts. And there are some key messages that I want to get across. And so just maybe one or two questions that if we cover fluidly, we don't go back to, but just a couple of things that allow me to get my point across. I think that's important. Otherwise, it can get so fluid that you lose the essence of some really important takeaways that you might want to give your guests. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I think a balance like you, just a mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to do something very unique at the end of this podcast I've never done before with hundreds of episodes, because you're unique. So I'm going to do something unique at the end. Okay, so I want you to stick with me. But before we do that, tell everybody about who you are a great guest for on a podcast, because we have a lot of podcast hosts looking for a guest to come on their show. What you come on, what you talk about, what's your ideal podcast that you would like to be a guest on, because all these people would love to reach out to you. And then at the end of that, tell us how we connect with you, your website, all that information. I want to flood you with podcast hosts, great podcast hosts that have listened to this conversation and now want you on their show. So what you talk about, where we find you, so we can have you as a guest. And then I have one little thing I want to do at the end.
You just asked me three questions in one. Have you noticed?
See, I know I did that, right?
I
saw you writing, so I knew I was so safe.
Let me start with what do I talk about? So my big topic is how you change your life. I've got a background in psychology, but I also am an energy master, an energy practitioner. And so I talk about how you create epic change in your life by mastering your energy. And the change is rapid and it's permanent. So that's my topic. My ideal listener would be someone who's stuck in their life, someone who is finding it difficult getting off the starting blocks for a big change, somebody maybe who's going through a life transition that is challenging, and somebody who wants to really release old patterns and step into a new version of themselves. And then how do they connect with me? Well, you can connect on my website, www.generativegrowth.com.au. I know it's in your notes. I've got some really interesting programs I'm running. They're all there. But the best and probably most direct way of contacting me is on Instagram. I'm great with DMing. I share a couple of times a week, so there's content coming out, and I'd love to start a conversation that way.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so you said something earlier, and here I go with my callbacks to earlier in the conversation, and somebody's going to be like, I remember she said that. You said that at the end of your interviews with people, you kind of give them some feedback to your host. Now, again, I've never done this before. I don't know if this is going to go well. I don't know if this is going to go terribly wrong, because I want you at the end of this, I'm going to be playing my outro music and everything. And then I want to just stay on for a moment at the end here and record your comments back to me about this episode.
Perfect.
Okay. Yes. And I want you to be truthful to me as a host.
Okay.
And I want everyone to listen in going, okay, all right, here we go. So this is going to be very interesting. Okay?
Can I add to that? Can you give me feedback as well?
Sure. We'll do it. We will.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my outro now, and this will be where my music would play, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to just stay on for a moment. It's bonus material, everyone. Freebie. Okay. So here we go. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to the How to Podcast series. Thank you to my guest, Gabrielle, for being here and for sharing so many great tips from a podcast guest perspective. Everyone, all the information for Gabrielle's in the podcast show notes. As always, go over and make sure you leave great information and feedback. Go follow her on Instagram. Leave her a voice to DM. Say, hey, heard you on Dave's How to Podcast series. Great episode. All that. Do all that. And if you're looking for a great guest to be on your show, Gabrielle would be a wonderful guest for you. I highly recommend her for your show. Gabrielle, thank you so much for being on the How to Podcast series.
Thank you for such a lovely conversation. Unique. And enjoyable. Thank you. And informative.
Awesome. Great. Okay, so here's where I would normally cut off and no one would hear this part. I'm going to turn it over to you. Give me some feedback.
Well,
I would love to hear.
I really loved our conversation. And I knew that from the moment that I met you the first time. You've got an authenticity about you. You've got a style that's attentive. You create atmosphere. That's no other way to put it. You got a good heart. I can tell that. And I didn't even have to hear that you rescue animals before I knew that. You come from a heart-centered place. You listen heart-centeredly. You speak heart-centeredly. You do all of that heart-centeredly. So I think this was one of my most enjoyable conversations. What else was interesting was that it was just a totally different topic for me. And it felt quite cathartic. It's such an interesting topic. And there's such a need for a podcast hosts and guests to get coaching, the right coaching. It's all soft skills. So I thoroughly enjoyed the content as well as you as the host in the process. Thank you.
Okay, now, but that's great. And I appreciate every single word. That means so much to me. There's got to be something in there that I can do to help my next guest. And so I can prepare them or do a better job as a host. I want to improve. I don't want to, by no means do I think I've ascended to the hilltops and everyone should follow me to the top of the hill. I'm still in process of learning and growing. So I know that I did throw questions at you multiple questions at once, and you did write them down. So that, in addition to that, is there anything else that I can work on from your perspective?
No, that would be my feedback. And I mean, I've learned to manage it because I've got the notebook, but some people might, if you ask too many questions in one breath, somebody might not come back to it. And I don't know, you're probably the kind of person that will come back to asking the question again, but there could be something lost in that. So just, one question would, at a time, and then we can come back. It can be a little overwhelming for the guests to keep track of the questions that are being asked. That's the only piece of feedback that I've given you. And even that didn't feel bad.
And, okay. And again, that's because you don't have the questions in advance.
Right. Right.
Right. Had I given you all the questions, I could ask multiple questions because you already know that we're going to cover these things. So maybe there's a little there's a little bit of freedom there.
But it wasn't a transmash at all.
Good. I'm going to flip it back to you. You have so much confidence as a guest. You don't seem timid as a guest where you're like afraid of the lights and all the things. And we hit record and we just stop talking or you give one word answers. You know, you're very engaging as a guest. You really bring me in as a host. And then just your the ability when you stopped and went, I wonder if I'm supporting my host the way you're talking about that. I've never thought about that before. Like you actually were very open and honest there going, I don't even know if I'm doing that the way I maybe I should. So in that moment, it was kind of this feeling like, you know, we are really having a conversation. This is not scripted. This is not, you know, ABC 123. It's really us in the moment kind of trying to help each other be better people, right? And I, your honesty and openness to go, wait a minute, maybe I can do more, you know? So I really liked how you approached that.
Feedback. Constructive.
There we go. Was that good?
Great. I receive. Thank you. I find it difficult getting feedback, but I thank you. And what's the one thing that I can do better?
Wow. I think that's it. I think the thing I've thought about just helping your host, promote your host within the episode instead of outside the episode. We always ask our guests to promote the episode and share a link and la, 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 la. And that's nice. I appreciate that. But within the context of the recording, to do that is something that's just like, that's different.
Yes.
That's different than everything else I hear on podcasts. And if you do that as a guest on a show, I'm trying to do it myself. If you do it as a guest on a show, it makes you different and stand out as a guest and makes other people listening going, I want that guest on my show. Because it looks like, and it feels like you did your homework. You invested in my community. You acknowledged the Swifties, right? And it feels like you would be a great community member for me. I'm hoping as a host that not only are you going to come on my show as a guest, but that you might actually listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm actually hoping to grow my listenership by having guests. Even if it's only one episode, I'm thankful for that. Because you took time to say, I'm going to press play on Dave's podcast and learn a little bit about Dave and his community. That means a lot to me as well.
Thank you for that feedback. Thank you. I am going to definitely bring that into my future podcasts. So thank you. And thank you for then allowing us to record the feedback session.
This part? Everyone listening are like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do that. But I knew I could trust you and I knew that you'd have great feedback for me as well. So I'm going to hit stop on this and we'll say our official goodbyes. But for those that have been listening this far in, there you go, a little bonus material as well.